Then interpretation. All the works of the spirit of interpretation involve translating from one form to another. Interpretation helps us understand and use God's symbolic language. In working on dreams, interpretation is the application of scriptural keys to get the meaning of the dream. Genesis 40, verse 8.
And they said unto him, We have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto them, Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me them, I pray you.
So God can interpret the dream, and he can give us some spirit so that it can happen. And Daniel 5:12.
For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar, now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation.
There's a lot of things about dreams and visions and Daniel having this spirit of interpretation to interpret them in the book of Daniel. When we are being taught heavily symbolic books or passages in our line upon line, such as Revelation, the spirit of interpretation will help our understanding by making us more adept at following the symbolic meanings of the terms in the passage. Proverbs 1:6.
To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings.
Amen. We also use interpretation in communicating with each other to understand what the other is saying or meaning. Interpretation can also help us interpret what false doctrines are saying and what people mean by the statements they make in explaining their doctrines. Interpretation is the spirit for the gift of interpretation of tongues. 1 Corinthians 12:10.
To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues.
In the New Testament, we see that there were times in their church services where a message would be given by the speaking in tongues, and Paul said, there's got to be an interpreter. It's going to be a meaningless utterance unless someone is there to say what was being said. There may be occasions where God is going to have that working in the latter church. It hasn't been a frequent thing to this point, but it is scriptural, it is biblical, and at some point God may have a need for that and want to start using the spirit of interpretation in that way in us. That's not to try to get ahead of God, but it is to remain open to the fact that that's one way the spirit of interpretation worked in the New Testament. Related to this, if one had to learn a foreign language, interpretation would be involved in translating from one language to another, and ultimately would enable one to think in that new language. Daniel 5:25-28.
And this is the writing that was written. Meni, meni, tekel, upharsin.
Amen.
This is the interpretation of the thing. Meni, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Peres, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians.
So it shows Daniel using interpretation to know what the words meant and to get a message out of it for this king. Interpretation also helps us know what season it is and what work God is doing. Interpretation helps us interpret God's phases of spirit when he is moving through us to translate into an idea what the feeling of something is. One use of it in this context is for a piano player to know what song God wants played at a particular time. There may be a feeling there for what God is wanting to do in the service or on the occasion. How does that translate into this song or that song? Which song is it that is going to express that thing that God is wanting to get across? Interpretation is a spiritual tool that can be used with the phase of spirit discernment to help us translate an evil spirit feeling, such as hurt, depression, or fear, into the thought connected with the feeling, to know what the hurt is about, what we are depressed about, or what we are afraid of. These in particular because they often seem to be just a feeling, just depression just settles in like a cloud, and it's almost like there is not a thought component to it. Well, there is. Interpretation can help fix what is that feeling of depression about. What is the idea that's fueling that, or the fear, or the hurt? In addition to discernment, and other things.